DHS to conduct enforcement operation in El Paso. Texas Border Business. Washington, beginning May 9, U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents and officers, along with law enforcement partners from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, will conduct a targeted enforcement operation in El Paso, Texas. Immigration enforcement agents will process individuals for vetting and placement into Title 42 expulsion or Title 8 removal proceedings, as applicable. Non-citizens who pose a threat to national security or public safety will be transferred to ICE for detention. As we have said repeatedly, individuals who do not have a lawful basis to remain will be removed, said Acting Commissioner Troy Miller. Individuals should not listen to the lies of smugglers and instead use lawful pathways to protection. The guidelines for enforcement actions in or near protected areas remain in place, and ICE and CBP will not take enforcement action in or near a location that would restrain people's access to essential services or engagement in essential activities to the fullest extent possible. Separately, beginning May 8 at 10 p.m. local time, in the interest of border security and to protect the traveling public, infrastructure, and CBP's workforce, the Office of Field Operations will be temporarily reducing processing lanes and passenger operations at the Paso del Norte port of entry. CBP continuously evaluates its operational posture to determine if additional reductions in processing and operations are necessary, and will communicate additional changes to the public as they occur. Travelers are encouraged to utilize alternate ports of entry. DHS continues to implement the multi-agency plan to humanely manage the border through enforcement, deterrence, and diplomacy. We are continuing to coordinate closely with local officials and community partners to address challenges facing the El Paso community.